It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill in for John Moe. Security company McAfee has just released a paper revealing a massive set of cyber attacks infiltrating 72 organizations. Those include the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the International Olympic Committee. The McAfee paper doesn't say who's responsible, but it points to a state actor. Some media outlets are reporting that state actor could be China. And there's a lot more hacking news expected today out of Las Vegas. Cybersecurity geeks are there to talk about vulnerabilities in our increasingly wired world. It's the Black Hat Convention, and Marketplace's Steve Henn is there. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
So have you seen any really impressive hacks so far?
Well, one of my favorites, two guys have built a drone that's equipped to fly around and crack passwords. It can even impersonate a cell phone tower so they can record your calls and hack into all your personal, you know, business. They call it the WASP, the Wireless Aerial Surveillance Platform. And then maybe my favorite is going to come later today. Don Bailey and Matt Salnick are showing off a hack that allows them to open up cars and turn them on remotely.
So it's kind of like that VW ad, right? Where the little kid dressed in the cute Darth Vader costume comes out and uses the force to start the car, but it's actually his dad in the kitchen?
Exactly. But instead of using the force or a key fob, Bailey and Matt have figured out how to exploit the GSM network. This is the cell phone network that AT&T and T-Mobile use to connect your calls. And creating a hack to steal a car using this network is just the beginning. Here's Don.
This architecture is pretty ubiquitous across all fields of engineering.
So basically what you're saying is that the guts of cell phones have been built into cars, have been built into sewer systems, alarm systems.
Yeah, so the interesting thing here is that GSM modules are getting smaller. They have additional functionality that lets you interact with the internet. And because of that, they're getting introduced to all different kinds of areas of engineering that we've never seen before and that have never been connected to some kind of global network such as GSM before.
So by connecting to this network, all of those systems become vulnerable to hacks. Bailey says even water treatment facilities could get cracked open. So basically, a hacker could tamper with your drinking water or even turn off your house alarm.
Now, is this fixable?
Yeah. And in fact, Don and Matt are already talking to car manufacturers, even the Department of Homeland Security, to do just that.
Marketplace's Steve Henn, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
When you take a picture, you push a button and your camera captures what's in front of you. But there's an iPhone app that works a little differently. Basically, you push a button and it sends you someone else's photo that they took at exactly the same time or in exactly the same place. It's called Buttons Momentography, and it was created by Sasha Poflip.
Whenever you take a picture with the iPhone is a very good example because when the picture was taken and where the picture was taken basically stays forever with the picture.
The app uses that data to find a match on Flickr, taken at exactly the same instant or in the same location.
The poetic goal behind the project was to connect two people through the same movement of the finger. I think for some people, and for me definitely, like it has created really strange moments where you basically look through other people's eyes and you just have this like strange glimpse of having something in your hand that somebody experienced in the same second that you press this button.
To find out more about the Buttons app, go to our website, marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.